What's cracking, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode 150 of the Good Kraken Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Arnell Pearson, alongside the Five Slight Man, Devin Stanford.
Hola.
What's happening, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. That was a very dragging showcase.
That was that went on. Doggy. You know what I'm saying? We're here. We're doing the motherfucking thing. In the meantime, we also have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Twitch.tv's DJ Simpson.
Thank you guys.
What's happening, man?
I received multiple death threats from French people.
just to clarify for the people at home, DJ really doesn't like French people. It's a thing, man.
No, okay. Look. All right, it's not that I don't like French people, okay? It's like when you are French and you try to speak English, your French accent is, I can't handle it. Just speak French. We'll have read the subtitles at the bottom, okay? It's fine. Okay. It's fine. You can speak your native Parisian French language. It's okay. Don't try to speak English to me. I will laugh in your face. I will not take you seriously. I'm so sorry.
I fucking love it, dude. Guys, we have a very, very interesting episode for all of you at home. Today is going to actually be a very, very, very short one. We're not going to be doing our full-scale GK podcast because the Ubisoft showcase ran a little bit late and we got some other stuff that we have to be doing. I'm real fucking tired after doing all the updates from like the D23 announcements, all that good stuff this morning. So we're going to be doing a very, very, very special thing here today where we're only going to run down one segment with you guys, all right? And that's the most important segment that we're going to get into here in a quick, very second. In the meantime, we're all really tired from that showcase.
And that was such a...
You guys will be able to watch that showcase on YouTube. By the time this hits YouTube, it goes live. You can watch it on YouTube right now, youtube.com/GoodKrakenShow. That'll be there for you guys to go check out. But for now, we're not talking about Ubisoft because this is the Good Kraken Podcast, your choice for all the nerdy video game and pop media news, reviews, and discussions that you want to hear live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 12 p.m. If you're on this wave, you can head on over to our Discord channel where you can submit questions and topics to the show, get exclusive content, and have early access before episodes go live on podcasts and video services across the digital sea.
Yard.
Thank you, Devin. But if you've got your pocket Discord, for the latest
chump
and greatest in entertainment, that is totally fine. You can watch us record this show live right here at twitch.tv/GoodKrakenShow. If you have Amazon Prime, you also have Twitch Prime. We would love for you to give that to us to help keep us pushing content out for all of you listening and or watching at home. But you can also support us by going to our YouTube channel by clicking that beautiful bell and big red button or by subscribing to our podcast channel by searching Good Kraken with an exclamation mark.
And leaving a review there.
I thought you were going to give me another echo. DJ!
What's up?
We have some captain's orders, my friend. Again, if you missed it, our Ubisoft Forward, as well as last night's Splash Damage episode, will be up later on this evening. You guys will be able to catch that there if you want to catch that. Me and Devin and one Hulk Brogan, our friend Logan, went and did some Destiny last night. You guys can watch us doing the Season of Plunder. DJ, you don't have to subscribe to us, doggy dog. We love you, dog. We love you, baby.
Primers in the chat. Any primers?
On top of that, we are also, again, only doing one segment today. We had originally planned to kind of do a couple if we had the time, but that for went on for a real long time. Real fucking long time. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Devin, with that said, tell the people at home what we're getting into today.
Yo, you better protect your neck. Because we're getting into the gallows.
Protect your neck. That's my echo. Okay. Yeah. Guys, today was a big motherfucking day, as yesterday for some great stuff, because we have a slew of D23 announcements. D23 has started officially yesterday. And for anyone at home that doesn't know what D23 is, D23 is the massive expo that Disney does every couple of years where they do big announcements across Disney, across. Oh, Animus with the subscription. Thank you so much. We love you.
Oh, whoops.
Thank you. We're happy to have you part of this family. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. They do Disney. They do Pixar. They do Star Wars. They do Marvel. They do all of their assets for a bunch of big announcements. And we have the rundown for all of you, as well as some conversations about the general announcements that we are excited about all over the place for you guys. All over the goddamn place for you guys. So I got a couple articles here that we can go over. Okay, so let's start with yesterday, gentlemen. So we got some stuff that was a little bit smaller that we won't talk about. We'll talk about some bigger stuff here. So firstly, we got a close look and a debuting trailer for Hocus Pocus 2 that dropped. And that was a fun one. Honestly, I don't know if you guys were Hocus Pocus fans, but I definitely fucking was. So that's going to be exciting. Weirdly enough, not coming out anywhere near Halloween. Weirdly enough, comes out on September 30th. Missed opportunity. Yeah, weirdly missed opportunity there. We got to look at a new IP, a new movie called Disenchanted that is including Amy Adams, as well as Patrick Dempsey and Idina Menzel, Maya Rudolph, James Marsden, and Gabriella Baldacchino that are going to be playing in this. And
pretty stacked.
Was that?
Pretty stacked.
Pretty stacked ass lineup. So, in Disenchanted, it's been 15 years since Giselle and Robert have been married, but Giselle has grown disillusioned with the life in the city, so they move their growing family to the sleepy suburban community of Monroeville in search of more fairy tale life. Unfortunately, it isn't the quick fix she had hoped for. Suburbia has a whole new set of rules, and a local queen bee, Malvina Monroe, who makes Giselle feel more out of place than ever. Looked quirky. Looked very Disney. That's the most we get.
Yeah,
but we also got
looks Disney.
A new poster for the live action Peter Pan and Wendy movie that is coming out. That actually I'm feeling pretty fucking good about. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, nice.
We got another announcement for a new Haunted Mansion that will be coming for a attraction, actually, for the park that they have there. It's not an actual new movie, but however, a new movie we did get announced was Mufasa the Lion King, which is apparently supposed to be a prequel to the live action, quote unquote, Lion King movie that they put out a few years back. and then we got to look at Snow White, which will be a live action reimagining of the hit movie Snow White. It will be starring Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot, however you want to pronounce that. Who will be playing as the stepmother for Rachel Zegler's Snow White. Interesting casting there. Interesting casting. Anyways, we did also get a fucking dope look at the newest The Little Mermaid live action movie. And holy shit, the trailer dropped for it, and it looks fucking ill. I am so excited for this movie. Like, this movie is gonna slap, dude. So I'm so
Halle Bailey up. Looks sick.
Halle Bailey looking fucking. Oh my god, man. I'm like so excited for this damn movie, dude. So excited for this movie. Also, soundtrack being penned by Alan Menken and, of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who does a bunch of Disney stuff there. Now, also, you guys can chime in, too, as we kind of go along. Anything that you guys feel is going to be a big thing, you guys can talk about. Then we move into Pixar's announcements that they did. They announced a new movie that they're working on called Elemental, which is effectively... water guy and fire girl basically falling in love is kind of what it looks like. A story of immigrants pursuing dreams in beautiful neighborhoods where language and cultures come together. Got introduced the characters in Elemental, which is set in a city where fire, water, land, and air residents live together. Ember is a tough and fiery young woman, and Wade is a fun, sappy, go-with-the-flow guy. And they are being played by Leah Lewis and Mahmoudou Athi. There we go.
Nice.
There we go.
The Vandal says, Ernell, you deadass used ill again.
I sure did, baby. Yeah, like Kim Jong. You know what I mean? Sure did. bad joke. we got a closer look at the previously announced Win or Lose, which is supposed to be a softball animated story we're getting out of Pixar here, with the coach being voiced by Will Forte. Who I thought was out of the loop on acting. I thought he was way out of there now. But that's dope. Mm. I love me some Will Forte. He's great. We got a brief look at a thing called Elio, which they did not really show a whole lot on. But let's see here. In the story, 11-year-old dreamer Elio is artistic, creative, and an avid indoorsman who finds it hard to fit in. Meanwhile, his mom, Olga, who runs a top-secret military project, is working to decode a strange signal from outer space. But it's Elio who makes contact, gets beamed into space, and is subsequently mistaken for an intergalactic ambassador for Earth. That sounds pretty fun. I'm here for that. And then we got a big announcement. We are getting officially a sequel for Inside Out, called Inside Out 2. Let's fucking go. They're introducing more emotions. They're bringing back a majority of the original voice cast. Apparently, there's two of the actors are not going to be present, but we will be getting a further look soon. And then they talked about a Disney Animated Studios, talking a little bit more about Zootopia Plus. And then we got to look at a new title here, a series that's going to be coming, a long-form series called Iwaju, which I believe is how it's pronounced. I could be wrong. Correct me if you guys know. But is a story based in Nigeria. They don't talk about a whole lot, but it's a world of Iwaju is a futuristic depiction, a world bursting with color, unique visual elements, and technological advancements, inspired by the spirit of Lagos, which is physically divided into an island and a mainland separated by both water and socioeconomic status. So we will be seeing more from that there. And then we got a further look into the new movie coming called Strange World. That is the one with the family that's in, like, another alien planet. That one looks fun. But that is going to be starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Dennis Quaid, Jabuki Young White, and one Lucy Liu.
Oh, Jabuki Young White, let's go.
Goddamn. Hell goddamn. Yeah. But it's also being produced. Oh, no, wait. Strange World also features the voice of Gabrielle Union. I love her. She's fucking great. Gabrielle Union's great, dude. And then we are, we got a final moment in the presentation. Let's see, unveil Disney Animation's next original feature film, Wish, which is set to release in fall 2023. A film that could only come from Walt Disney Animation Studios. The epic animated musical is inspired by the legacy of films from the studio. And that's the question: how did the Wishing Star, upon which so many characters come to be? So we're getting an origin story about the star that all these Disney characters have once wished upon. A star. Like,
does it make it all connected? You know, we're getting like some type of
the Disney multiverse. Holy shit.
Disney multiverse.
The Disney cinematic universe, bro.
DC. No, wait, not the DCU. This will be the best thing to happen to DCU, to be honest.
The DCU. All right. Now we're moving into today, ladies and gentlemen. Goddamn, we have first up some good old Star Wars here. So let me move into a different article here, because goddamn, that was a real big mess here. Before we get there, we have the Disney and Marvel's game showcase that came out as well yesterday. So we got a visual novel game that's coming out called Tron Identity. That is trying to bring Tron back, and I actually look pretty good. Pretty stoked about it. Great. We finally got a look at Skydance New Media, which is coming from Amy Hennig, the writer for one Uncharted, coming out with her brand new game, which they have not, I don't believe they came out with a title yet. Yeah, they didn't come out of the title yet. But it will have Captain America, it will have Black Panther, and it will be based back during World War II. And we will be playing as a number of different characters in this very narrative-driven
game. Oh, heck yeah.
Super excited for it. Niantic is coming out with a Marvel game. Makers of Pokemon Go. Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, like, great. Marvel's Midnight Suns gets a December release date. That's cool. Card Battler Marvel Snap comes out in October. We got another look at Return to Monkey Island. And those were all the main ones that are probably worth mentioning. So, anyways, let's get into the announcements from today. There we go. And all right, boys, here's our time to pop off. You guys ready?
Yeah.
You guys fucking ready?
Let's do it.
Yep.
Andor will be 24 episodes split between two parts in season one.
That's insane. That's
fucking holy insane. Fucking shit, boys. God motherfucking damn. Did that,
what a great day to be a Star Wars fan.
We got a final trailer for Andor, and it looked delicious. You know what I'm saying? It looked delicious.
Delicioso.
DJ Simfix would like me to say every time that I talk about anything is in a French accent. Croissant. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Croissant. And it was described as spy thriller, which is very, very interesting for something coming out of a Star Wars property. We got a new trailer for Willow, which actually looks surprisingly dope. Surprisingly fucking dope. The Bad Batch season 2 will be premiering on January 4th. We got a new trailer for Tales of the Jedi, another new animated series that will be focusing on one Ahsoka and Count Dooku, their origin stories. I'm fucking here for that. God damn, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
that's going to be a good one. Let's see. Skeleton Crew did not get a whole lot, but they did reveal that Jude Law is being casted in
my
good
man.
Old Skeleton Crew. God damn. And then we got a dope trailer from Mandalorian Season 3. Give me that. You know what I mean?
Give me that nasty shit.
You know what I'm saying? Give it to me. Yeah. Give it to me. Anyways, moving into Marvel now, we got at the showcase, because none of this is fucking alive, but they talked about Wakanda Forever, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and how in the story we will be looking at a part of the world and the timeline of Wakanda in which vibranium is so needed and Wakanda is so weak in their state post-Endgame that the world is trying to steal their vibranium. That's going to be an interesting take to see, coming from Namor being the villain in this story. And then they got a look of Ironheart. We got an actual official announcement of the Hood as a character in Ironheart, being played as, was it Daniel? This one I did not note down. This is my bad. Let's see. Anthony Ramos will be cast as the Hood in Ironheart. And then we got a trailer for one Werewolf by Night, which is being officially directed by Michael Giacchino, the hit producer Michael Giacchino. And this fucking trailer. This trailer.
It looks sweet.
Was so ill, bro.
It was a pleasant surprise. We're like, oh my God, there's so decapitation.
It was so good.
Gore, blood, and it's all in black and white. It looks sick.
Well, like at first, my worry about the trailer was that it looked a little campy, but then it just committed. It committed to the werewolf thing.
Yeah, it was like there. I was like, oh right. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sold. I'm there.
And that is coming Halloween this year. It's gonna be fun.
I can't wait.
October 7th, I think.
Yeah.
What was that?
October 7th.
I think it was October. It's streaming on October 7th.
Oh, is it? Okay, so my mistake. There's something else that was coming out on Halloween. Mm-hmm. My bad. This looks dope. This is fucking dope. I'm really excited about it. Devin, you were gonna say something. You're gonna chime in for a moment.
Said it.
I like it. And then we got apparently a brief plot explanation for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Kang is holding Cassie hostage and forces Scott Lang to commit a heist for him in the Quantum Realm. They didn't really talk much more than that besides talking about Paul Rudd being the sexiest man on Earth via Him magazine, back in the day. But anyways... Which You know, beautiful ass Paul Rudd. You know what I'm saying? And then we got an even doper trailer for Secret Invasion, which was a wild ride. Holy shit, this is a good trailer, my dude. I never thought that I gave a fuck about Nick Fury in this way until I watched this trailer and I was like, oh yeah, come
Nick
back.
Fury, I give a fuck about back. Nick Fury. More Samuel L. Jackson, please. More of it. And Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. Mr. Don Cheadle is in it himself. There you go.
He's back.
And then we got an introduction to the brand new Armor Wars logo, which looks way better than the original one. Honestly, it looks sleek. It looks beautiful. It looks dope. And we see in it, in the middle of the what's supposed to be the O, is the shining circular that looks very similar to one Tony Stark's little centerpiece there. But that's just me. Just putting on my tinfoil hat there. Just putting on my tinfoil hat. But then we got the announcement that Kei Huy Quan shall be casted in Loki season 2. God damn, if you have not watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, you need to fucking do it right now. You need to do it right now. Because that gentleman, who would have really loved to do laundry and taxes with you, will be in Loki. Yeah. And I am so here for it. And we got confirmation that Matt Shakman, the director for One WandaVision, is officially the director for Fantastic Four. But there were no other announcements for it. God damn it.
Damn it.
God damn it, Bobby. Damn
Until
it, Bobby.
Until the next D23 show.
Mm-hmm. He said there will be one more D23 before we get that. God
fuck
that. Damn it, man. Anyways,
At least I know they're working on it.
We did get confirmation that one Echo will be leaning into the indigenous American culture, which is very, very cool. Yeah. We want to make sure we have that around here. Tim Blake Nelson will be returning as the leader for Captain America New World Order.
That's cool.
As well as a couple other characters that will be returning as well. It's going to be dope. It's going to be fucking dope. And then finally, we got actually two more things. The Thunderbolts lineup was officially announced. We have Taskmaster, U.S. Agent, the Winter Soldier, Yelena, one Black Widow sister, Red Guardian, Ghost, and then whatever her fucking name is that keeps recruiting everybody.
Like, Valerie.
Valerie something, Valerie. something. She has like something five fucking like names.
It's Lady Hydra.
And then I see someone commenting, okay, but Red Hulk, where? He died.
That's why they have Red Guardian.
Yeah, that's why
I'm surprised Abomination isn't a part of this.
I honestly really thought he would have just been the replacement for Red Hulk, but
it seems like they're setting it up in some way or another.
So I'm gonna reply here. He did. Sad face.
He did.
There you go. There you go. Anyways, WandaVision was the best Marvel show in my opinion. WandaVision was fucking good. WandaVision was insane. Fucking good. Insane. I'm very, very excited to see him, see Matt Shakman direct Fantastic Four, because goddamn.
I wonder when Vision is going to show up again.
Oh, yeah, the new, like, the pale Vision. I know. We need it.
Pale-ass Vision.
We need it right now. Anyways, Devin, my friend, we also got a couple looks at a couple other things that were post-Marvel stuff, like Avatar. We got a little bit of a look at afterwards, but that's not the stuff we really give a shit right now. So, Devin, what are you most excited for that has been announced the past couple of days, my friend? Hit me.
Okay. I'm excited to see more about the Skydance Media game with Captain America and Black Panther. I'm pretty sure that game is going to rule. I mean, it has a really good narrative team behind it already. So I definitely want to see more of that. Definitely stoked to see some more Thunderbolts. I'm glad we're getting Red Guardian back. Red Guardian was a joy in Black Widow and probably the best part of it. Arguably, it's a toss up between him and Florence Pugh. You know, let's be real. Other than that, I just want to see the Quantumania trailer, and I really just want to see the Ahsoka trailer really, really bad now. Those are like two huge things. I'm really excited that we got a Mandalorian trailer as well. That's probably the biggest thing I think that we've seen. But Werewolf by Night, man. That's like good. Very soon. Very good. Soon. I'm actually sick. Really excited for that.
Goddamn, dude. Goddamn. I also, my apologies. I forgot the last thing that they did on the presentation was actually a little bit of a closer look at the Marvels, which will effectively be Captain Marvel, Photon. Yeah, like they don't, I mean, like they say, like your name is not like, yeah, anyways, Photon and Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel. Apparently, having all three heroes teleporting and trading places every time they use their powers, and they now have to team up to fix this issue. Yeah, that's most that we got out of that. Outside of the cat Goose, the alien cat is returning, oh, yeah. is returning in Miss Marvel.
So hell yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Hell yeah.
Nick Fury's shaking, bro. He's shaking, dog.
He's shaking
in his boots, man. that's actually what Secret Invasion's about, is him trying to find Goose. It's crazy. Not really. DJ, what was your most anticipated? What are you fucking the most stoked for? The most hyped on out of the announcements the past couple of days, my man?
A lot of it, like, it's just so cool seeing all these like new things that we talked about in, you know, that some of us that we predicted in like, you know, last week or whatever, mm-hmm. or the week prior. It's just super cool seeing this. I'm excited to watch the new Mandalorian season. I think we're all like really, really stoked to watch that. Secret Invasion trailer. I was like, yeah, I'm invested. I gotta go look back at it, but it's escaping.
Yeah, I like when you look back at it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. This got away from me. Wakanda Forever. Yeah, Wakanda Forever. Mm-hmm.
I'm
excited to see that. I'm excited to see what they do with that. And Werewolf by Night, again, like Devin said, caught me by a surprise. A very pleasant surprise. This is way better than the Ubisoft showcase that we had set an hour and a half.
God damn.
Like, I want all of it. Give me all of it. I want all of it. Give me all of it. I'm there.
I want it now. dude, I'm honestly a little bit torn on D23 this year because we got some cool announcements, but I felt like a lot of what we saw was non-announcements. You know what I mean? Like, does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, it wasn't like a grandiose like reveal. It was just like, yeah, we're working on this.
I know we were at the very least, I was hoping we'd get finally trailer for Quantumania, right? Like, that's what I was really if you're not gonna show us the cast for Fantastic Four, at least give us the official trailer for Ant-Man, right? Like, that's what I really wanted. But they didn't even give that to us. They did, however, give us some really, really cool show trailers, because like DJ said, Secret Invasion looks fucking dope. Mandalorian season 3 trailer was big time fucking hype, right? So I guess like not all is bad. I mean, like I think it was a fairly okay showcase overall. I would go as far to say that Secret Invasion was probably the one that had me the most hype, because I feel like Nick Fury is a character that we pretty exclusively get in the movies, and like it feels like that show's going to be in greater scale than the other shows that we've had, right?
To say also we learned that Secret Invasion goes straight into Armor Wars, right? When you said the thing about the Iron Man being the Iron Man like thing on his thing.
Yeah.
We saw Don Cheadle, right? And he's Rhodey, right? He's War Machine. Mm-hmm. So like maybe, you know, him there is like direct into Armor Wars, and we could that type of thing.
It's interesting how that connection will be made too, right? Because like the last that we heard about Armor Wars is that it's supposed to be Don Cheadle's War Machine or Rhodey trying to track down all of these rogue Tony Stark iron suits. And so like that's how that spreads directly in between. Who knows? I mean, like it could be a lot of different ways. I mean, coming right off.
Yeah. Connection. Yeah.
read off Nick Fury doing some scroll hunting, you know. But anyways, Devin, how'd you feel about D23 as a whole, my friend? Give it to us.
I'd give it a solid 7. You know, we got some good surprises, you know, Werewolf by Night, Secret Invasion, you know, stuff like that. But I don't feel like it was like as big as an announcement train as like what we usually get with like casting and stuff like that, that we see for a lot of movies in the upcoming phases.
Yeah.
At previous D23s. So, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a lot better than the Ubisoft showcase, that's for sure.
Goddamn. Yeah.
And I'm genuinely excited for some of the properties that we're getting out of it.
I was very briefly going to say I could watch Dog Shit Microwave. It'd probably be better than that Ubisoft word.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel actually that deeply about it, but, you know. You know, DJ, how did you feel overall about D23 so far?
You know, I'm kind of sad that they just made all these announcements to go around my predictions. You know, they just.
Yeah, where was Starkiller, bro? I mean, where was Starkiller?
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, I in all seriousness, I think it's really cool. It's my first time like seeing D23. So, you know, seeing these announcements and watching these trailers and how it's rolling out, very exciting. Definitely way better than what I saw with Ubisoft. So, like, you know, I was Ubisoft with Ubisoft, and now I'm Ubi hard, you know, with D23.
I can't. I fucking can't. Yeah, I mean, like, D23 was fine this year, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was okay. And they talked about a lot of stuff that I don't think a lot of people are like crazy concerned about, right? I mean, like, they didn't even show us a trailer for Indiana Jones 5, you know what I mean? Like they didn't even give us that. A lot of the trailers that we did or would have cared about, they didn't show to the public yet. And, you know, if you were as wonderful and lucky and fortunate enough to be able to go to D23, then you were able to see them there. But it's hard, man. It's hard. Surreal, why did it feel like a meme to me? Which one? D23? Generally? You better clarify. You better clarify, Surreal.
You better clarify.
You better clarify, because you have clarify a couple more minutes left to get there. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that has been us. We're going to go ahead and talk real quick about our schedule for next week. So on Tuesday, we're going to have a normal Good Kraken podcast where we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth about the Marvel Game Showcase and how that fits into the greater Marvel realm. Let's talk about Marvel games. That's going to be me. That's going to be Devin. That's going to be Garrick. 7 p.m. Pacific time right here at twitch.tv/goodkrakenshow. Actually, I think Garrick's stepping out of that one, right?
I have no idea.
I think he said he had something to do with his wife. So DJ, if you want some place to hang out on Tuesday, we'll be here.
I'll be down. I'll see what I can do.
You let me know, baby. You let me know. And then Wednesday, Garrick will be back for One Vermillion Voyages, where he will be playing the newest update for Back for Blood. I will more than likely be joining him for that bad boy. Because I want to shoot some zoobies. I want to shoot some zoobies. And get some zombies dead, you know what I'm saying? 7 p.m. Pacific time, twitch.tv/goodkrakenshow. And then Thursday, we are doing a live recording of the Shipwreck Show. And you guys at home that are Twitch subscribers have access to write into that show and give us some questions that you guys want us to answer on the Shipwreck Show over at our Discord channel. If you're a Twitch subscriber and you have that connected to Discord, you have access to our Shipwreck submissions. Oh, I burped. Excuse me. Section of our Discord and do the writing in there. And then on Friday, we are doing Splash Damage with Devin and Xander, who will be co-streaming Battlefield 2042 again. And DJ, I believe, will be joining Devin for some shooty shooty bang bang bang. You know what I'm saying? Shooty, brah, bah, 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 brah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be lit. Right here, twitch.tv/goodkrakenshow, 7 p.m. Just like per usual. And then next Saturday, we are actually pending our headlining segment, but we will have another Good Kraken podcast episode for you guys. We have some stuff that we're thinking up of, but we need to kind of see where things spread out over the weekend. We'll have those announcements for you officially on Monday. Guys, please let us know what your thoughts were on the D23 announcements so far. Let us know what you're most hype about. Let us know what you are excited to be watching this year. Let us know in the comments below. Let us know on Twitter. Let us know on our Discord. Because this has been the Good Kraken Podcast. Your choice for all the nerdy video game and pop media news, reviews, and discussions that you want to hear. Live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 12 p.m. right here at twitch.tv/GoodKrakenShow. If you're riding this wave, you can head on over to our Discord channel where you can submit questions and topics to the show. You can get exclusive content and you have early access to episodes before they go live on podcasts and video services across the digital sea.
Yarg.
Thank you, babies. You can also support us by going to our YouTube channel by clicking the beautiful bell and big red button, or by subscribing to our podcast channel by searching Good Kraken with an exclamation mark and leaving a review there. We got to get going on out of here, everybody. But until next time, my friends, DJ hates France. Croissant.